Mike James with us.
Smoking Joe.
I'm going to have to change that, my headset batteries. I did hear the beep, 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 and it's going to be gone. So you're going to have to talk for a bit here, buddy.
Well, Joe, we are getting going here. The cars are all fired up. We're going to get ready for the start of the ECC 125. That will be coming up, the main event. But we're going to get going shortly here with the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends. Big battle going on between Ryan St. George and the 33 car, Ryan Murray. And then we're going to follow them with the Islander RV NX Bandolero Series. And then, of course, the classic bump and go, the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Hobby Stock, part of the Division II of NASCAR Wheeling All-American Series. And, of course, we see the famous 2016 official pace car from Hickman Motors. That is a beautiful 2016 Chevy Camaro SS. Beautiful colors here. They are going to be our guidance here today. And we are just getting going here. All the fans have exited pit road. And lots of activity going on the front stretch right now as we get set for green flag action to start things off the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends.
Well, I got my headset back on. I've got some new batteries in there. And, oh, yours has gone for a dump now, has it?
No monitor here. I'm going solo here.
Well, okay. You keep going. You're doing good.
I see Joey McComb down there in the ECC 125. He's going to be scored as the 25 car. He is behind the official pace car here. He is super excited here today. I know I've had lots of conversations over the last year with Joey, and now he's on the rock. He's been itching to get on this track, so his time is going to be here now. Earlier on in qualifying, he had that, dumped it in turn one there.
Yeah, yeah, spun her
around. And no one was behind him because it was time trials. So I think Joey was a little bit embarrassed, but he punched her there trying to get up there with Josh Collins. That is a fresh new car, brand new out of the stable of Collins's contracting as well as Pat Squires. They donated the car to Joey McComb this weekend, and the car looks great. They had a few changes made since they practiced it on Thursday. That car only hit the tarmac 2 days ago. They've made adjustments, and I'm sure they're making more adjustments after that time trial.
Yeah, they will be, no doubt at all, Mike. Hopefully your headset's working now. I didn't have to do the batteries, but I did have to do a little adjusting to it. I think we got you dialed in. As the cars begin to filter back to the pit area, the pre-race festivities all wrapped up. And what a pre-race festivity it was here at the Speedway. The Navigators playing live on the front stretch. If you get to our Facebook page, Mike and I were just up on the roof of the tower here at Eastbound. I shot a really cool video. Hopefully it loaded it up. I'll check, but you'll have to have a look at it on Facebook. That'll give you an idea of what we're looking at, what we're seeing here tonight at Eastbound International Speedway. And I see Jerry hunting around looking. I think he's looking for some stuff here. He'll find it. But, oh, I see. He's looking for a rock star. Can't see without it. So
we got Bomb Energy in the house.
Oh, is that what you got? Is that a here place?
One of the teams, I believe the Hanlon Realty team down there, Amanda Arsenal, dropped off a bag of local Bomb Energy drinks up here. And I know from the last race I called, the second half got very interesting, Joe, as that Bomb Energy kicked in.
Yeah, when that sort of kicks in, away it goes. We got a good field of sportsman cars here tonight. I believe we've got 22 cars. We'll do another count of it. I think there was somewhere around 22 of them. There was a few that didn't take times, but we'll rejoin 21. The field. 21.
Still waiting on word on the 15 car, Scott Waterman. He hasn't rolled in. They're still on pit road. They do have the hood on that car, so we're very interested to see if Waterman actually makes it to the main event here in an hour.
Beautiful pace car here at the racetrack. Where did you get your hands on that? Who supplied you with that baby down there? That thing's beautiful.
On the pace car? Oh, that was big compliments to our platinum partner, Chevrolet here, the Hickman Automotive Group. They are a big part of this track. Car number 3, Corey Cooper from Old Shop. He is the official driver for the Hickman Automotive Group. And when we became the NASCAR home track, one thing, we had several different pace cars last year. But Hickman's came out and actually dedicated one of their brand new cars on the lot, put a beautiful wrap on that car, and I know this will come for sale this coming fall. A lot of bids already on it. I know Pat Squires has a collection of cars. I'm pretty sure that car may end up being in Patty's garage at the end of the season. But it's a beautiful 2016 Chevrolet SS Special Edition. And they got the lovely Wheeling lights on it from our partners, Wheeling Engineering. And it's been a great asset here. And they proudly display it on Kemmount Road at their dealership and gets a lot of eyes.
I wouldn't doubt it. Now, will the wraps stay on it when it goes down the road, when it leaves here, or has that got to come off?
Oh, that's part of the contract. You buy the car, you can't change it. It is the first official NASCAR pace car here on the island. It's going to be a special piece for someone's collection, and we're really excited about it. It does a great job out there keeping everybody straight on the caution. So,
excellent-looking machine. Beautiful night here at Eastbound International Speedway. We have clear, crystal clear blue skies. I got a funny feeling, Mike James, we're going to see some wicked horsepower tonight in every division.
Oh, it's going to get a little cold. The wind is coming from the north. I was just down in the tech shed, looked at our weather system that is just brandly put into the track. This place has a separate, beautiful weather system here. We are in the valley. A lot of the forecast that you see online is for Avondale, which is closer to the water. Just looked at the barometer. We got clear skies here tonight. Not a cloud here now. That wasn't forecast there about 24 hours ago. So we're really excited about this here tonight. And it looks like you're probably going to get about an 8 or 9 degree drop here in the next hour, which is going to change some of the horsepower there on pit road. It's going to be which teams are out there making adjustments.
Yeah, good for the cars, good for the drivers. Going to be a little bit of a keep your eyes open sort of thing for the race fans and everyone else. We've got two other broadcasters going to join our broadcast here. I know Jerry Paxton and our own Brad Mann have got a golf cart, and they're working their way into the infield. We're going to have two live reporters on pit road. So if it happens and someone gets back into the pits, we're going to have the story for you. I know those two guys will keep us well abreast of what's happening pit side here tonight. Also through the 125, we're going to have an in-race reporter. And lucky for us, that's going to be Josh Collins, driver of the number 56. He gracefully said, yep, I'll do whatever you need me to do tonight. And I said, okay, promise you, Josh, we won't come to you under green. We'll save it for under a yellow. And he said, well, that's okay. You can come to me whenever. So looking forward to hearing from Josh Collins as he makes his way around this beautiful speedway. He's got a number of wins at this track, including this year. He is a guy to beat here tonight, I think.
Definitely. And the 18 car looks super strong there earlier on. They're going to be lined up together. They had a little mishap earlier in the season. It was a racing incident. Both of them were looking for that checker flag that night. And unfortunately, both of them ended up in the pits. But to see the 18 car, Shannon Squires and Josh Collins now back door to door here on the start of the ECC 125. Could get very interesting. But, I mean, you got Joey out there. You got McFarland, you got so many really big teams here. You got Coffin, who's been super strong at the end of the season. Jason Groves in the 74 car. It's anybody's race tonight. It's a long race. It's 125. I talked to Joey earlier on. We do not count cautions here at Eastbound Park. So he said, geez, this is going to be like a 200 lapper, you know. So it's going to be a patience. It's going to be a chess game. It's going to be who plays the right move here, I believe.
Yeah, you're going to want to settle in and get comfortable in that race car. All the crews will be ready to do whatever the drivers need to do. We look down pit road, Mike, and we can see the crews are all pretty well set in what they've got. If you were here earlier today, you would have seen qualifying for, you know, the Legend cars and the Bandoleros. We did see time trials for the Napa Sportsman cars here today. We got some close times. We've got some respectable times. A few missed the mark, so to speak, but it's a good part about time trials. You can go out, lay a lap down. You can come back into the pits and do some changes and see what you got for the main.
Are you picking on Joey McCallum again?
Well, no, not really. Not just Joey. He's got to get used to that race car. And like I say, a little adjustment into the front brakes and on a track that you haven't got a lot of laps on, that car can come around pretty quick. And it did happen to Joey McCallum here today. No harm, no foul. It was only a time trial. He's going to race real good, trust me. I've watched this guy go. He can do it.
A little history on that 125, Joey McCallum's car. That actually was Shannon Squires' 18 car last year. and had a really bad incident in turn one. The throttle stuck, went into the wall, and Collins' team have really done a great job putting that car back together. This is the first time it's been on the tarmac for a race. 2 days ago, it hit the tarmac for the first time. They've made lots of adjustments, so it looks like it could be another strong contender, because last year that car was super fast and it just stuck in the corners.
Absolutely. As our broadcast team gets sort of placed and gets ready to go for tonight's race event, I look down into turn number one and two, and whenever we sort of key things up on Racetime Radio, we always got to turn to Jerry Paxton. He is usually firmly planted in turn one and two, and have a look at this. On the rock, we got him firmly planted again. Jerry, high atop of one of those hollers down there. What's it looking like, brother?
I don't know. I'm so out of breath from climbing, I can't tell you.
Okay, we'll come back to you in just a bit. How's that? Down in turns number 3-4 tonight, we're going to have a veteran pro stock driver from the Maritimes. We heard lots about him in the Parts for Trucks tour. He retired out, joined our broadcast team, and gives us a real good insight to what's happening inside these race cars. I'm talking about Brad Mann, and I know he is down there somewhere. Bradley, where did you get off to? You out of breath too, buddy?
I see him climbing, actually.
He's climbing. Okay, we're going to leave him climb.
I think I just seen butt crack, actually.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, careful. Well, he'll be honest.
He's got another level to go.
You.
But we're getting things going here now.
Yeah?
We're going to green flag here just momentarily here, Joe.
Well, what do you say you give us a starting lineup? Or, Jerry, are you back in breath? Are you ready to go for a lineup?
I can do that.
Okay, we'll turn it loose to you. Give us the starting lineup.
All
for
right,
this one.
Let's start them off at the pole on that front row. Driving the number 33 is Ryan Murray, sponsored by Brian's Auto and Out of Body, exclusive auto parts, Rogers Bristol Voice Law Firm. Starting on the outside of that front row is going to be the number 117. That's Lloyd Eason out of Conception Bay South, sponsored by Newfoundland Photo Moto, Shane's Auto Work, and Brian's Auto Body. On the inside of row number two, Ryan St. George driving the number one. He's out of Winterton, Newfoundland. Dennis Porter Trucking and Reefer Services A1 Auto Glass, making it possible for him to go racing. Starting in that fourth spot, it's Jonathan Norman driving the number 20. The Islander RV, Dad's Garage Castle Building Supplies machine out of Shea Heights. Driving the number 95 from Northern Bay, Cody Johnson, sponsored by Progressive Engineering and Consulting, Bacaloo Images and Body Works. Driving the number 27, it's Doug Collins out of Mount Pearl, sponsored by Capital Springs Traction, Newfound Truck Accessories. The number 53 of Oates Morgan, driven out of Victoria, sponsored by Frank's Auto and Towing, Napa Auto Parts Center Carbonier, Clark's North Atlantic, Restwell Mattress, and Noel Motors. Driving the number 96, it's Chad Lawrence from St. John's, Bursey Excavating, Platinum Door and Hardware, Atlas Pizza, Executive Computer Supplies, and Lawrence Glass. Driving the number 3, it's Chris Cooper out of Old Shop in the Hickman's Auto Group sponsored machine. The number 85 is Gavin Ancy out of St. John, sponsored by Brian's Auto Body, Gannett Construction, Nuco Metals, and A1 Automotive. The number 42 is Bobby Tracy from Kilbride, sponsored by Breen's Deli and JDM Repair. And rounding out our field, driving the number 10 from Conception Bay South, Josh Weir in the number 10, sponsored by Weir's Construction and Cabot Ready Mix.
And that's your starting lineup for tonight's feature event for the Legends out here at beautiful Eastbound International Speedway. Mike James, look at the field we got. The pace car hits pit road.
That green silk is in the hands of Greg Strickland. He is going to let him go on that turn four commitment line, and this is going to get interesting because St. George is behind the 33 Ryan Murray. They will be battling it out here, but what a top four there. You got the Mohawk Warrior on the outside of row one, and then you got the champ from 2014. It is anybody's race. But look at Josh Weir up in the high side. A little strategy here.
Down into turn number one and two, the field flashes down the back stretch. The 38 does have the lead. St. George back in the one is in that second spot, but he's looking up the inside. Jerry, I don't know if there's enough room.
That looked like a little close call coming out for turn four as the 33 Ryan Murray got a little bit out of shape, and it didn't take long for Ryan St. George to take advantage of that. He now has the lead as they come around. They're back into laps, or corners rather, 3 and 4. Out comes Ryan St. George with the lead behind him, the 33 of Murray. Then that battle for third, that is the number 20 of Jonathan Norman, and the 170. Oh, trouble as the 96 of Chad Lawrence gets turned around. Now he's going to get it headed in the right direction. He collected the 3 of Chris Cooper. He'll get it turned around, and we're going to get this one going again.
Yeah, caution flies here at eastbound. The one car is going to pick up the glorious spot up front unless we revert back one. We'll find out what scoring does here. But, Brad, man, you got a perfect bird's eye view looking over turns 3 and 4. You got the backstretch firmly in sight as well.
I do. I'm up high on top of the 56 trailer, Josh Collins, which gives me a perfect view. The 1 and the 33 touched off of 4 with the 1 taking the lead. We'll see if they go back. A lot of times on short track racing, they go back a lap to the last completed lap. The leader lap board showing 1 lap down.
This guy's put a great show on here, Mike. You watch these legend cars fly around. You've seen the progression. Is it growing this year? Does it look like it's going to show even more promise for 2017?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we're looking at a couple of Bandoleros moving up into the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends. Last year, we had a bigger field from the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends, but we had a lot of graduates that went up to the Napa Auto Parts Sportsman. You got Jamie Drugan now that's moved up. Several drivers now stepping up into the NASCAR Division I. But, this is probably one of my favorite events here at Eastbound because these guys are just inches from each other. There is a lot of takeovers. There's a lot of position changes. And right now, we used to call them the Wolf Pack because the four top four there, St. George, Murray, Eason, and as well as Norman in the 20 car, these guys like to get it close into the corners, and they make it very interesting. I've been involved with racing for a long time, and these guys are very comfortable with each other. They get within millimeters of each other.
Yeah, it's close, tight racing, and that's what everybody pays that hard-earned buck to come out and watch. And they're going to see it tonight at Eastbound. I think of legend cars. I think of Emily Meehan and Adam Meehan and watching some of the heavyweights. Even Cole Butcher, pro stock driver in the Parts for Trucks Tour. He gets an opportunity to grab his wheel in his legend car, and you can bet he will be behind the wheel. Dylan Blankhorn, same thing, and a lot of different drivers. Scott Cunning, he runs the weekly program, Scotia Speed World, and Danny Harvey, driver the number one. Seen a big picture of Danny up there with a much-deserved feature win. He picked up a win at Scotia. I believe that was a week ago, so you can bet Danny Harvey will be still partying there in Nova Scotia with the big win. But legend car racing, kind of cool. Good to see here at Eastbound. Good to see it's healthy and growing.
I know I talk to a lot of guys that do double duty, and they say the actual legend is a lot harder to drive than the sportsman. And you look at some of the great Spring Cup drivers like Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch, who came from the NX program, and some of the top contenders, Joey Logano, I believe, also was part of the NX program. And, it's amazing to watch these guys that got 3 years under their belts here and where they are going with this division.
Just before the Atlanta Cat 250 at Scotia Speed World, part of the Parts for Trucks Tour, the League of Legends in Scotia were on the racetrack. Who did we see behind the wheel but Cassius Clark trying his hand? And didn't quite work for him as well as what he does in his pro stock car, but even high-caliber drivers like Cassius Clark enjoy legend racing.
I think the race director has made the decision. The car number 3 is going to the back of the pack. That is Chris Cooper in the 3 car. He will start at the back of the pack for the caution there.
And the field will double up. We can see Glenn, the starter, indicating one more lap, Jerry Paxton, and we're going to be back under the green flag.
You keep calling him Glenn, he's going to beat you after the race.
Yeah. Oh, Greg.
Greg
sorry.
Strickland.
Sorry, Glenn.
Glenn from Winging
look
It.
Look at me go.
He's a big man. He's a big man.
He is, too. I could probably run quicker. Maybe. I don't know. I'm small. But I'm old. The legs don't run that well. Field's doubled up. Let's get back to the race.
All right, Ryan St. George and that number 1 going to have to do it all over again as he goes to the outside for the restart. Back to P2 after making the pass on that number 33 of Ryan Murray. caution flag came out, took that away from him. He's got to do it the hard way as they now come out of turn four, picking up the pace. Green flag in the air. We go back racing.
Meanwhile, St. George gets a drum on the outside, working on the outside of the 33 car. St. George and the 33 car Murray going at it down the backstretch. They go down into turn three, coming off of turn four, side by side, back to the start-finish line, side by side for the leaders.
Oh, man, I don't want to try and guess who was the leader there, but we'll rely on the score clock and scoring to do that. The one was out front, and lead lap two, Cooper, is flying, Mike. He is on his way back up front.
He is definitely a contender in 2016, but we talked about the four cars in the Wolf Pack. Car number 10, Josh Weir, is part of that, but he started the back of the pack, and look at him. That is your Wolf Pack out front, the top five. They like to make it real here.
And that number 33 of Ryan Murray really going to work. He has not given Ryan St. George in the one car any room to find a lane around him. He is using up as much racetrack as he can. St. George now parks himself on the back bumper as they head out of two, down the back straight of turn three.
So St. George are looking pressure the 33 car Murray. He continues to be on his back bumper as they come off, and St. George gets underneath him going down the front straightaway.
He did the gentleman thing. He did lift there, Mike, to make some room for the 33. Let him gather it back up.
I think there was some rubber exchange there on the front stretch, and Easton almost went up the back end of St. George.
As the battle ensues at the front of the field, Weir is found his lane on the bottom of the racetrack. He's looking low on the number 9, I do believe. No, that's the 20.
20, Jonathan
on the
Norman.
Outside, oh, and we got a
whoa.
Spin.
Around goes the 117 of the Mohawk. He loses it on his own going into turn three to bring out the second caution of this feature.
Five laps completed, and the Mohawk Warrior, we call him, I think he just pushed it too hard in turn three.
Yeah, didn't see any contact there at all, but Murray out front in the 33. Little stoppage, let them collect the thoughts. They'll regroup. They'll come back out to this green flag here in just mere moments.
Norman and Weir were really going at it, Joe, in the third and fourth position. They were swapping back and forth on the backstretch, so they're really coming up through the field, the 20 car and the 10 car.
Here at the racetrack, going to play a little havoc with the drivers until the sun gets down a little bit further. Mike, you can see the sun really drenching turns number one. So on the entry to turn one and probably on the exit of turn four, you're going to have the sun in your eyes. Did they talk much about it here at the racetrack?
Not a lot, but I know some of them wear sunglasses out there. Coming in turn four, it gets very difficult as we get into the night racing as the sun sets to the west of us. There is a major shadow right now from the castle on the front stretch. It's a little dark in the front compared to the back stretch right now.
And most likely a big difference in track temperature from the back straight to the front. Let me tell you, that sun is absolutely gorgeous, and it is warming up everything. Unless you're in the shade.
And what about the display, guys, on the back stretch? Joe, yesterday when we were driving into the racetrack, we were wondering what the excavators were doing. Well, ECC Construction was just digging up and making a first-class display. You see all that John Deere equipment of Josh Collins's on the back stretch. A lot of time into that to make the display look very professional here for this big race.
Yeah, sure does. Looks like the podium for big equipment on the back stretch right here at Eastbound International Speedway. And definitely, you're getting any kind of heavy-duty work done. You want to give Edward Collins Contracting a call. Looks like they pretty well got you covered.
Yeah, they are actually one of the biggest environmental companies as well. The Universal Environment is another branch of the Edward Collins Contracting. And
we are back to green flag racing as the 33 of Ryan Murray goes right back to work with the one of Ryan St. George. And St. George, all of a sudden, off the pace on the back straightaway. And very quickly, the number 20 of Jonathan Norman and the 10 of Josh Weir jumped in front of him. So St. George now with his work cut out for him.
St. George just got up out of the groove on the back straight, and it cost him three positions as he continues to fight his way back. Now we got a battle for the lead, and Norman takes the lead away from the 33 car of Murray. Coming down the front stretch, the 20 car will lead this lap.
20 car has been doing a great job here all day long out front here in this race. Only eight laps complete right now. Murray in that second spot. But look at this. Weir has moved up into the top three now. St. George back in that fourth spot. And the three Cooper has found the top five as well. Single file at the front of this one, then doubled up, Jer.
And the 117 of Lloyd Eason Jr. started at the back after going into that spin. He is working his way up through the field rather quickly. I think he's got his sights still set on a top five. Well, right now, out in front, Norman is in charge of this one. He is pulling away in a big way on the 33 of Ryan Murray. Murray's got a mirror full of the number 10 of Josh Weir. And then behind them, the 1 of Brian St. George, the 3 of Chris Cooper.
St. George working his way all back to the 4th position. And the battle's on for 2nd, 3rd, and 4th among St. George. The 10 car, Josh Weir, closing in on the early leader of the race, Ryan Murray.
Eason in that 117, just outside the top five now and still charging hard. Watch for him as we still have a few laps to go. He is going to make his way up towards the front. But right now, the class of the field is unquestionably the number 20, Jonathan Norman. He has got about a 10-car lead on the 33 of Ryan Murray.
Cross flags out this time by 13 laps complete. Who is going to do the 26-lap event here tonight on a 25-lap race? We're about to find out, Mike James.
The 20 is looking great here. He's got about an 8-car length lead here. Murray looks a little loose there now coming out of 4. But there is a lot of laps left, and we are counting them down. 11 to go.
Brad Mann, you know what you're doing inside one of these cars. You feel the temperatures drop. What's that do for the car? What's it do to the car?
Horsepower, grip to the racetrack. Anytime you can get some cold air into any of these engines, it'll increase the horsepower. They spend thousands of dollars to get horsepower in these engines. Through airflow, we got it with the colder temperatures. Easier on the tires, on the cold temperatures on the track. The tires won't fall off as bad when it's hot and greasy.
Norman up front of this one, everybody. The 20 car, and let's see, we got a battle heating back up in that fifth spot. Cooper and the 117 are getting it on, Mike. They're battling it out. We got side-by-side up at the front.
I mean, Easton started at the back of the pack, and he is the hard charger right now, and he's giving Cooper and the three car a run for his money for that position.
We got a caution. We got a car 42, the car of Bobby Tracy up in turn 4 that spun up off the racetrack, bringing out the caution on lap 16. This will get interesting, guys, as we bunch back up the field. And the 20 car has been in a league of his own here in the last 5 or 6 laps. But you all know when we get a late restart like this in a feature with only probably a handful of laps to go, 9 laps to go, anything can happen. 33 car of Ryan Murray will close up on the bumper along with St. George. And we'll have the 10 car also in the fight for the win of Weir.
I think this really opens the door for Eason Jr. in the 117. He battled all the way from the back of the pack. Norman was way out front, and this is going to tighten everything up, and we'll probably see that wolf pack within inches for the final 9 laps.
Now, have we seen that driver win any races? Is this going to be like a first win? Has he won before? Can you remember?
Eason's got a checkered flag under his belt. One in particular that's out there, car number 3, Chris Cooper, has put in the time, the effort. One of the top pit crews on pit lane, the Hickman Automotive Group. I'm telling you, he's taken some checkered flags in heat races. It's been in his grips. He's had a lot of top threes. But I'm telling you right now, today at the Edward Collins Contracting 125, Cooper wants that checkered flag probably the most out of that whole pack there. So this could get interesting as he may want to put that in somewhere where it shouldn't be.
Eastbound Park Speedway is exactly where we are right now. We got Legend Cars on the racetrack, our first feature event of the evening. We still have Bandoleros to come. We got Hobby Stock still to come up. All feature racing, and then, of course, the Napa Sportsman Cars are going to come trackside for the Edward Collins Contracting 125. That sets the stage for you. We're on a beautiful, beautiful racetrack. We got a beautiful, clear blue sky above us. we're not going to have any trouble here tonight. It's going to be crisp, it's going to be cool, and we know it's going to be wicked fast. As the starter indicates to the drivers, double up, boys, next time by. We're going to hit the loud pedal, turn them loose here at Eastbound Speedway.
I've got a funny feeling we're going to see a three wide and to turn one here. They all know there's nine laps to go, and that row number two with Weir and St. George now, this is going to get very interesting. The one car, very strong. The car owner, Dennis Porter Trucking, has put down that there will be a 26-lap feature for them. Obviously, a victory lane is what they're looking for in the one car.
Field doubled up. They slink their way nice and slow, nice and even, like down the back stretch through turns 3-4 on the exit of 4. Starter throws the green in the air, and we're back to it there, Jerry. It looks good down into turn 1.
It didn't take long for Jonathan Norman to swing it out in front as the 33 of Murray right in behind him. Ryan St. George in the number 1 running in third. Here comes the 10 of Josh Weir. He's on the move looking inside.
Norman continues to lead them out of turn 4. Meanwhile, St. George fighting with the 33 car, Ryan Murray, for the second position on the front stretch.
Yeah, Weir's going to want to try and duck back in down on the low side. He's running on laps here. We're at lap 17. If you got it, you got to use it right
contact.
Now,
contact.
Meanwhile, Weir puts the bumper to the one car, St. Pierre, going into turn 3 just to let him know he's there and looking for the spot.
Out of turn 2, down the back straightaway they go. And this time the 20 of Norman starting to really stretch it out once again. The 33 of Murray and the 1 of St. George. That battle for second place is absolutely allowing Norman to drive away.
Jonathan Norman, he's got a beautiful looking number 20 underneath him. He's got Josh Collins look.
Yeah. Well, it actually is an Islander RV car.
Is it?
But with the relationship there... They wanted the Islander RV. They wanted Edward Collins' look right across the board. They got the Islander RV Bandolero series. They got the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends, and as well as the Atlantic Hobby Stock. So the Collins colors are right through all four divisions.
Meanwhile, Murray and St. Pierre continue to go at it, with Murray holding on to the second position. St. Pierre all over the back bumper to 33 car, looking for the position. Looking inside, outside, going down the back stretch as they go tail to tail into turn 3. Murray continues the lead, coming out off of 4. The one car, St. George, is right there in the back bumper as he continues their work hard for the third to take over the second position.
On that last exchange, just about a lap ago, I picked up on the 3 of Cooper. He had a little difficulty down the backstretch. He's gathered it back up now. It continues underway.
Dougie Collins is upside down and over in turn 3. He went all the way over.
We can see the parts all over the place there. I happen to miss that. Seen him on his wheels.
The rescue workers are there immediately. The car is back on its wheels. The rescue workers were there, Joe. Unbelievable how fast the rescue workers got out to that race car.
Just waiting to hear word from our safety crew here, Scotty Tilly, and as well as the guys from the fire team are out there with Doug Collins. We're looking for a thumbs up from Collins. He did go over very quick and back onto his wheels.
It happens fast here at this speedway. You got to keep your eyes peeled as that car went for a tumble. You don't want to be flipping and flying, but sometimes it happens. You get them sideways, and it doesn't take much.
I'm going to have a look at the replay here. Not sure if they touched off tires. These Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends, you know, it's almost like the go-kart series. When the tires hit, we've had a couple cars go over on the roof. It can quickly happen when you get wheel-to-wheel action.
Open-wheel racing, you know what that's all about, brother. You don't want to touch wheels. If you do, things tend to fly. Guys having a look at the replay. We'll have a look at it with them and take you back through it here.
Looks like he went around by himself.
Yeah,
kind
of looked like it. I got a little steam coming out back over there. A little bit of a byproduct of what happens when you take one of those race cars and flip them over, Jerry.
Well, we all know they don't bounce very well.
No.
They don't have any suspension on the roof or on the side, so when they get over it, it's usually a snap roll. They go very quickly, and as we say, they're They build the car safe, but that bounce around can really shake up a driver, and especially when you're talking about a young driver who, there's not a lot of room inside that car. So if you start bobbing around, and the belts and everything do hold you in really well, but you still feel it. Usually the next day.
Doug Collins was running a very strong mid-pack run there. He was there in position the whole race. I'm not sure what happened there. He came down on the low side. I believe the wheel touched off on that turn three wall and just flung him for a ride there up into the top of turn three.
Good time to maybe remind everyone what all you've got coming up here at Eastbound International Speedway. You still got lots of racing to come this year. What do you got highlighting it? I know we got championships coming up. Take us through what you got left for 2016.
We got our final Wednesday night Street Wars coming up this Wednesday, August 31st. $20 gets you on the drag strip. Grab mom's car. Come out and enjoy what IHRA Drag Racing is all about.
Just don't tell her you've
just
got
don't
my
tell
car.
Your mom.
That's the key.
And don't tell your dealership.
No. But I got a true story after this. Continue.
We've had some rental cars out here. But also, we got the IHRA Labor Day Weekend Classic coming up on Friday and Saturday next week. But it's going to be a chase for the championship as we have three more final races coming down the pipe. We're going to have a remake of the Hickman Automotive Group 125, and it's looking like it could be September 10th. We're still waiting on official word from the race director. September 11th, we're going to have the Wounded Warrior 75 Memorial Race Day in celebration of life for car number 68, Chris Ryan, and our good friend Dennis Weir of the 59 team. Both drivers in the 68 and 59 are here today, Josh Weir as well as Justin Ryan, keeping the spirit alive for those two big numbers here at Eastbound Park. And that's going to be a joyous moment for us on September 11th to celebrate those two drivers, but also to have Wounded Warriors here, which is a great charity that is involved here at Eastbound Park. And then we're going to conclude everything for the Oval here on September 24th for the Parts for Trucks 150. And maybe I can probably convince Joe to come back. That is going to be the party of the century because that will be the night that we officially launch the first NASCAR champion here in Newfoundland, Labrador, the first in the East Coast, Canada. A lot of firsts for September 24th. The winner of the championship is going to head down to the banquet in North Carolina. I'm sure me and Joe, I'll probably get Joe to come in. We'll get some tuxedos. Maybe Brad will come with us.
Yeah.
Brad, do you have a tuxedo?
Omar can build him one, right, Brad?
Listen. If I have to call the tent company to get one, we're going to North Carolina. Don't worry about me. I'll have two.
All right. Early Christmas gift for everybody. The first week of December, we'll be down in North Carolina. And our champion for Newfoundland and Labrador could be anybody. Could be Gerald Hicks. Could be Josh Collins. That would be the story of the year, especially missing the first two races. We also have Jason Groves down there, Scotty Wright, Chess Cole. We've got about six cars there in the running for the championship for 2016, but it will be history. This will be the first NASCAR championship on the island, and we're really looking forward to September 24th with Parts for Trucks 150. What a night it's going to be. It's going to be under the lights just like tonight, and it's going to be 150 big ones, so anybody's race.
And it's going to be sunny and 25 degrees Celsius just for everyone, right?
Sunny and 20, not 25. Don't go too far here, Joe.
You don't want to get too hot.
The big saying around here is sunny and 20, like a Kenny Chesney's country song.
Yeah, no shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Toes in the sand.
That's what it is. Old blue chair. We could go on for hours. I know Kenny too. But funny story. You mentioned mom's car. What?
I just got word from our race director. Doug Collins is A-okay. To all the fans and in the pits, Doug Collins is perfectly. He went over there fairly quick. We were pretty worried up here in the tower.
Yeah,
and
we were.
The safety crew were on it, just like the guys just said. They were on it within seconds. That's probably the fastest I've seen someone run. It did happen in front of him. But Scotty Tilley and the crew, as well as St. John Ambulance, keeping everybody safe here today. Turn three, Doug Collins is A-okay, and looking forward to getting back in the car in the future.
Yeah, round of applause, everyone, for that driver putting on a show for you. Quick, funny story here, as you mentioned, bring out mom's car. Have you ever heard of King of the Hill?
Yes.
King of the Hill.
Yes, we talked about this.
Happens at Delaware Speedway in Ontario, big half-mile racetrack, beautiful speedway. They had King of the Hill one night. A guy came out, and he had a beautiful, brand-new-looking car. It was not a race car, just a street car. Beautiful-looking car. Went out, and he beat a lot of real good competitors. If you don't know what King of the Hill is, it's people out of the audience. If you want to sign up, you can do that. They pay some unreal money. And you got two cars off the street, fans out of the grandstands, lining up on the racetrack side by side. Starter will drop the green flag. They do one circuit around the racetrack. First one back to the line advances to your next round. The loser goes back to the grandstand. At the end of the night, you're declared the King of the Hill. Well, this guy went out, and he went through, I don't know, six, seven different rounds, and he beat some real stout cars. Goes out, and he ended up kissing the wall off of turn three at Delaware Speedway, scraped up his brand new car, but he wasn't too concerned with it. Jumped up on top of the roof, claimed his $10,000 prize that they had up for prize money that night. Big smile on his face, left. That was the end of the night. And I think it was Monday. They sort of looked out, you know, Speedway workers looked out in the parking lot. There's Buddy's brand new car still sitting out there in the parking lot. Couldn't quite figure it out. They got a visit from the Ontario Provincial Police, and they were looking for that car, happened to be a stolen car, out of a dealership just down the road from the Speedway. They found the car. They know now where the car is, but...
So did they pay him in check or cash?
No, they did it. They did it in check form, and the guy was maybe not smart enough to realize you shouldn't get your picture taken, but he was pretty excited he won King of the Hill. He also got arrested for stealing a car.
Sounds like something out of a movie, Joe.
It's true. It's a true story. Jerry, you can back me up on that one, buddy.
It is 100% true. I was there.
We just had earlier in June, we actually had our first official Action Tough Trucks, the Action Car and Truck Accessories Tough Trucks here in the center field at the Monster Trucks. And we had one of the guys show up in a probably about an 8-year-old F-150 Ford. And my guy from San Francisco that was announcing for us that day says, you know, you come out here with a stock pickup, you're going to be competing against some of the guys that got a lot of work done to their cars. And he's like, my wife doesn't even know I'm here. And by the end of the weekend, we had a tailgate off that truck, and he really gave it a ride and had a lot of fun and put on a real big show here for the Eastbound Park fans.
Sounds like a gas. You're going to have to do that Wednesday night. Grab your mom's car. Just tell him Mike said it was okay.
Just don't tell your wife.
Just take the family grocery getter and bring it out. Have some fun with it. Take it home. Put it in the driveway. Don't say a word.
Yep. No one will know unless you do what the guy at Delaware did.
Just don't keep your time slip next to your 649 tickets.
That's bracket, isn't it? Bracket racing?
No, on Wednesday night we do heads up. It's this old school, traditional, you know, street cars coming out. We got Mustangs. We got all different kinds. It's a great night because you can see anything out there. You might see a 30, 40-year-old antique taking on a Honda Civic 95, which is now a classic, by the way.
Yeah.
My first car.
Tells you how old we're getting. My first car, 73 Vega.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
That's nice.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It did $325 with the cracked windshield, but I digress. Back to the race, 22 laps in the books. We got the field all sorted out. Got your driver back in the pits. He's taking care of himself. We got him side by side down the back stretch, and they are going to come back to the green.
We should start taking some wagers here. Jerry, who you got your money on here?
Are you kidding me? Watching that number 20, and you could put money on anybody else, I got to go with the 20 car. I don't think Norman's going to give this one up.
Brad, who you got your money on?
I'm going to go with the one car sitting in the Katberg seat. I never like to take the easy pick on the front row like my buddy.
That's low-hanging fruit, if you ask me, but I'll go with the 33. Mike, he looks pretty sporty on the outside of the racetrack.
We'll make it interesting. I'll go with the number 10, as he likes to make it interesting in the final laps.
With two laps going to go, coming back to the start-finish line, we'll have Norman leading them down. St. Pierre takes over second with two laps to go, and he'll be all over the back bumper, Norman. Meanwhile, the 33 car, Murray, fights back. Now the battle's on for the lead between St. Pierre and Norman, going down into turn three. Ooh, the bumper, the 33 car gets into the one car.
Little contact, little love tap coming out of turn four there, but we are on the final lap. The white silk.
Trouble down in turn number one. That's the 33 of Murray that went around. He took the 10 of Josh Weir with him.
Caution flag flies with one to go, guys. We'll end up with a green-white checkered here, and it's not over yet.
We didn't talk about how much money's on the line here.
No, we didn't.
I think we'll go with 2 pounds of wings at winging it.
Is that what it's on the line? I'll tell you what, that is worth trying to win a race.
I'm going to throw in a pitcher of the rocket fuel, guys.
girly drink.
Girly drink.
And we'll get Joe a girly glass so he feels right at home with a straw.
Oh, man, how about it? We got caution with one to go.
Josh.
I just want to know one thing.
What's
that? Who picks the seasoning for the wings?
Not Mike, because he'll make them like rocket fast.
There's 91 flavors at winging it.
110. Ken told me last night, 110.
The sign says 91. They must have added 19 more.
They did, but it was an old sign. I said, you guys got like 100 flavors of wings. She said, well, to be exact, 110. I said, that's cool. I don't know if I could try that many. And we went through the different levels, and there's little flames on the menu, and that depicts on how hot those chicken wings will be. There's some where you actually have to sign a waiver to eat them.
I know Patty Squires likes his wings, so they're becoming very comfortable with the wing and a team down there on Pitt Road.
And we're going to become more comfortable tomorrow night. We are going to be at Winging It.
On Hebron Way.
On Hebron Way. Whereabouts is that?
It's just over here on the east side of St. John's, closest to Bangor by the Costco. Everybody knows where Costco is.
Oh, I've seen the Costco. Yep. Yeah, I did. That's going to be good. Can't wait for that tomorrow night. 33, my pick, heads down Pitt Road, guys.
He did, and going down Pitt Road, Joe, he looks like that car's got a tow out major. From what I understood, he was the points leader. This could be a major hit for him.
Green flag is back out. We're going back racing, and the battle is up front right away between the number 20 of Jonathan Norman and the one of Ryan St. George down the back straightaway. Advantage Norman as they get to turn three.
They go side by side, turn three and four. St. Pierre with a little edge. Now Norman fights back in the end zone. Did heat back to the line. Norman leads that lap.
Into turn number one. Here they come. It's the 20 of Norman down low. The one of St. George up high.
The 20 car, Norman, leads them down into turn three. They're going to come off of turn four. Norman in the lead. St. Pierre going on the outside. Won't get it done. Norman gets the win. St. Pierre second, a real battle. But the 20 car comes home victorious.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Who's St. Pierre?
This isn't UFC.
No. Nope.
Yeah, it is when you're putting a bumper to them, guys. Let's put a little flavor to it.
Okay. I got you. That's St. George.
Number one. That's Ryan St. George.
That's well, okay. I was wild winging it, and I wasn't winging it. So you can go ahead, buddy. I let you go because I've had that. I'm in the same spot, but we've got a few cars make contact down the back stretch there, do we?
Oh, we have a little conversation going on here between the three-car Cooper, and now track officials are there. I can't see who the car in the middle is. The 53 cars just stopped there. Oates, he seems to just be watching what's going on between the other two.
Yeah.
But a big hoorah down on the front stretch here for car number 20. That's Jonathan Norman from Shea Heights, sponsored by Islander RV, Dad's Garage, Castle Building Supplies, and he's showing you some love out there. As he's your 2014 champion. Had a rough start here, Joe, and this is an important checkered flag for the 20 team.
Yeah, absolutely. Knows how to get some donuts done as well. Didn't you tell me earlier that he was the lawn guy?
No, not.
Not the same guy.
Just to give you a rundown of 2015.
Right.
Norman lost the championship by 1 point.
Ooh.
1 point.
Really?
And started the season off looking for that championship for 2016. Had a couple run-ins with the wall. Had to rebuild that car twice this season. And I think right now at race number 8 to have Mr. Norman out here to take that checker flag and also sporting that Edward Collins contracting colors.
Absolutely. Great race for him here tonight. Commanding lead for a little wee bit. And then the battle was on. St. George in the one was right up in there. We've seen Weir up in there early, but man, oh man, what a race. We got another one coming up here. All features from here on in, Mike.
Yeah, and we got the Islander RV Bandoleros on pit wall. This should be a quick turnaround. The safety crew is just going out and doing some grass keeping on the front stretch here, as that got really tight there at the end, and a lot of them actually picking up a bit of grass in the front stretch and making a little mess there. But Scott Tilley and his crew are out there now getting everything cleaned up. We will be back to green flag action just momentarily with the Islander RV Bandoleros